the supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained and decreed, and gave death and bestowed life, and made sick and healed, and made well and afflicted, and sat upon the throne and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIBE English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program. Today is a special. For today's discussion and program, we want to talk about how to strengthen the faith. Stay tuned.
Assalamu alaikum.
Today, Tuesday, is the 7th of the month of Sha'ban 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the nights of Isban 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar and the 28th of February 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We would like to bless our program with some ayahs and verses of the Holy Quran, and for today's special program, Today's special, we want to start it with Surah Al-Anfal, ayahs 2 and 3. Let's listen and then we'll continue our program.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون.
The believers are only those who, when Allah is mentioned, their hearts become fearful, and when His verses are recited to them, it increases them in faith, and upon their Lord they rely.
الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
The ones who establish prayer, and from what we have provided them, they spend.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The true believers are those who are in the awe of Allah because of His glorification and veneration. That is, when their speech is delivered upon Allah's justice, retribution, and power, they dread. And when their speech is about His bounties, kindness, graces, and rewards, they feel peace in themselves. Moreover, whenever a believer remembers the divine bounties and forgiveness of Allah, he obtains a favorable opinion and he rests. But when he remembers his own sins, he becomes inconvenient and anxious. Strengthening the faith. Faith and taqwa are two things that must be owned by humans in order to carry out the command of Allah as well as possible. If we do not have the faith, it will certainly bring laziness to carry out all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Creating and nurturing a connection with Allah is the fastest and most beneficial way to increase faith. This is the foundational requirement for strengthening the faith in Allah. Every Muslim suffers from dips in their faith. We all go through the highs and lows of life, and our faith can often be severely affected by it. Regardless of how religious or pious you see yourself to be, everyone experiences increases and decreases in faith throughout their life.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. In this very session, we're trying to talk about the ways to strengthen our beliefs, or iman. So the path towards iman, the path towards strengthening the iman is quite clear, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it clear for humanity and for the mankind. Anyone that enters into this path with his wisdom and with his nature and fitrah, so he undoubtedly will find the way without any ambiguity. So that's why through the path of iman, the righteous action can be shown and can find and can be materialized. Naturally, we can say that the iman, actually the righteous actions, are a good sign and signal for a strong belief or iman. So it means that there is sort of a mutual contact or mutual effects between iman and righteous actions, between beliefs and righteous actions. As much as we strengthen our beliefs, our righteous actions and right activities and right actions would be more and would be seen even more in the eyes of ourselves and others. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to judge that if this action is righteous or not. But as a human being, we can understand that what we have done is based on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us or not, and is it based on the inner belief that we have gained or not. But it doesn't mean that we have to show it off and actually talk about it in front of others.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
How to strengthen the faith. Believe in Allah's mercy. Believing in Allah's mercy is an important aspect of religion. No matter how low you are feeling right now, just remember that this too shall pass. Allah is closer to you than your jugular vein. He loves you more than 70 mothers. He will never abandon you. Just trust Him with all your heart and hand over your affairs to Him. Allah also states in the Holy Quran, He is the most merciful. In Surah Zumar, Ayah 53, we read, Despair not of the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Perform the religious deeds with sincere intention and watch how your faith boosts up.
You are the hope forever clothed. Don't give up, no despair. There's nothing you can't repair. You can change this world to a better world with your souls, with your souls.
Types of certainty. Certainty has degrees. These degrees are referred to in the Quran as certain knowledge, to see with the eye of certainty and certain truths. The verses 5 and 7 of Surah Takaffur say, Nay, if you had known with certain knowledge, you should most certainly have seen hell. Then you shall most certainly see it with the eye of certainty. Refer to the first and second degrees, respectively, and verse 95 of Surah Al-Waqi'ah states, Most surely this is a certain truth, which refers to the third degree of conviction.
The Day of Judgment, brothers and sisters, is called, one of the names of the Day of Judgment is Yawmul Hasra. Hasra means regret. It's like when you missed out on something. Imagine they tell you there was this huge sale where everything was 90% off at your favorite store, and you only find out after it finishes, what's that feeling that you have? That's called hasra. Why didn't I know earlier? Why didn't I take advantage? That regret is called hasra. Why is it called the day of hasra? One reason is because we will regret sinning, obviously. We will regret not praying, doing all those good deeds. I will see other individuals who I knew in the community did so much good, but I didn't. So obviously I will have regret. But another reason is because of all the wasted time that I will find in my book of A'mal. You know, Allah will give us a book of A'mal on the Day of Judgment. Every single thing is mentioned in it. Everything. Can you imagine? How many volumes is that book? Only Allah knows. For some of us that like to chat and chatter the whole day, it's probably 1,000 volumes. Every single lol that I sent on WhatsApp or text messages, you'll find everything there. The Holy Quran mentions that clearly. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. Many individuals, the Quran says, who had not done their job in this dunya, their obligations towards Allah, when they look at their book of A'mal, and it may be a digital book, we don't know. The Quran says a book, but it could be something digital. They will say, oh my God, what type of book is this? Everything small, large, it's mentioned in it. So you're just looking through your book and you see all this wasted time on social media. I could have easily, at least some of that time, done some good deeds. Why didn't I?
Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program, Today's Special. For more information, do not forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and let us enlighten our minds and souls with an admonishment from the Holy Prophet's fourth infallible heir, Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him. O son of Adam, you are on the right as long as you're admonished by your own self. Care very much for maintaining judgment with yourself, and betake fear as your slogan, and caution as your garment. O son of Adam, you will unquestionably be dead, resurrected, and standing before your Lord the Majestic. You should prepare an answer for all of that. Take pieces of bread from me. And your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about the revolution before the rise of the 12th Imam, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. You know, a lot of events have been narrated and transmitted regarding the conditions of the world before the advent of the 12th Imam, alayhi salam. Some of these hadiths and these transmissions, some of them are reliable, some of them are, you know, dubious, some of them are, you know, incorrect. But there are certain events which have been transmitted regarding this revolution, regarding the situation and the conditions of the world before the advent of the Imam, which are quite reliable, and which can be pondered over without a doubt in the authenticity of the actual transmission of the hadith. One of those beautiful hadiths and events which has been transmitted is the fact that there will be a revolution in the East before the rise of the 12th Imam. Abdullah ibn Abbas says the following: we were sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A group of young men passed by us, and the face of the Prophet turned pale. We asked, "O Messenger of Allah, we see a look of dislike on your face." He said, "We are members of a household for whom Allah has chosen the hereafter over this world. And this household of mine will be afflicted by banishment and exile after my demise, until a people will emerge from these parts." And he pointed to the east with black flags. They will repeatedly demand what is right and will be denied it. So they will fight steadfastly until they are given what they demand. But they will not accept it for themselves until they give it to a man from my posterity who will fill the world with fairness and justice. This is a reference to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. meaning the people, these people who will bring this revolution, they will not be satisfied until they take their revolution and they join it with the uprising and the revolution of the 12th Imam. Then the Prophet said, "Who will fill the world with fairness and justice as it was filled with oppression and injustice before? Whoever lives to know them should join them, even if he has to crawl on snow." Right? Meaning, this is kind of a, reference to the fact that if you see this revelation taking place, you should definitely, join yourself with it, with them. Now, there are a lot of people are of the opinion that this is a reference to the Islamic Revolution of Iran. And, you know, there are a lot of indications that would indicate that this is true. You know, there is other hadith regarding the fact that a revolution will take place and will start from the city of Qum, right? This is actually applicable to, you know, the revolution of Iran, which began from the city of Qum, and in Imam Khomeini's he started his revolution from Qum. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the revolution in the East before the uprising of the 12th Imam, in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. السلام عليكم, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we are again with some of the students of Sevier International School, Brother Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Ruhullah. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, Hussein.
Wa alaikum salam.
Are you fine, inshallah?
Alhamdulillah.
I'm so glad to have you here. Ali Nasir, how are you? Fine, inshallah?
Alhamdulillah, sir. What about you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. I'm good, alhamdulillah. How about Hassan?
Fine, sir. How are
Fine?
You?
Fine?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. So, brothers, welcome. Dear listeners, brothers and sisters who are with IRB English Radio right now, please, we recommend you stay with us till the end of this session, inshallah. So, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, today we must be talking about verses 8 and 9 of Surah Ali Imran. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So, inshallah, we'll have a short explanation. We'll practice the recitation with the important tajweed rules. All right?
Yes.
So, on page 50, brothers and sisters, open the Quran. On page 50, ayah 8 and ayah number 9. So, before we start, let's everyone listen to the recitation of these two ayatain verses.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah innaka antal wahhab. ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد.
So nice, mashallah. Allah bless the reciter, inshallah. I will read and recite once. Hussein, Hassan and Ali Nasir, try to repeat and practice with me, okay? Our brothers and sisters also will do so. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة
ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة
إنك أنت الوهاب
إنك أنت الوهاب
ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه
ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه
إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد
إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد
أحسنتم ما شاء الله ربنا Oh Lord Oh Allah Almighty This is a nice dua You can recite this Ayah of Surah Ali Imran in your prayers in Qunut. While holding your hands up, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. O Lord, do not make our hearts swerve. After, ba'da idh hadaytana, after you have guided us. So Allah Almighty, first and foremost, we ask you to guide us, right? And when you guided us, Please help us to stay firm on the guidance, on the path, on the right path, okay? All right? On your way. And we should not be like going to the right and left. No, straight. The very firm path, okay?
Yes.
وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً And bestow your mercy upon us. Indeed, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ Indeed, you are the all-munificent, the all-merciful. Okay, so this dua, you can recite it in your prayers. So, actually, رَبَّنَا, who says, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ are those who ask, رَاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ The people who believe, okay, يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ In the previous ayah, we talked about it. There are those who say, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِيقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً Sometimes, guys, it's very important, okay? Sometimes we have the guidance. For example, Allah Almighty has guided us, okay? But it's very important to stay fair, to stay strong, okay? We shouldn't be like, yeah, Allah Almighty has guided you, but after some years, you're no longer a good person. Okay? So this is not good. This ayah says that let us stay firm. Help us stay firm, okay? La tuzigh qulubana. Got it?
Yes. Yes.
We shouldn't, like, our hearts should not get tempted by shaitan. Rabbana innaka jami'un nas liyawmin la rayba fih. Oh, our Lord, you will indeed gather mankind on a day in which there is no doubt. Inna Allah la yukhliful mi'ad. This is an important point. This talks about the day of judgment. That one day, which is the day of judgment. Liyawmin, this talks about the day of judgment. That the day of judgment for sure happens based on the wisdom, based on the hikmah of creation. The day of judgment is going to happen for sure, okay? Allah Almighty has mentioned it a lot in the Quran. Like, there are a lot of names for the day of judgment.
Yes.
One of the names. Yawmin la rayba fih. Yawm al-taghabun. Yawm al-qiyamah. Waqa'ah. A lot of names are there, okay, for the day of judgment. So these are going to happen. How is it going to happen? Inna Allah la yukhlifu al-ma'ad. Come on. Allah Almighty has promised it. And he will not break his words. Okay? Inna Allah la yukhlifu al-ma'ad. Indeed, Allah Almighty does not break his promise. Got it?
Yes.
So this is important.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Brothers and sisters, we ask you to refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, for more explanation, interpretation, okay? We just mentioned some of the points which are very shortly mentioned. Inshallah, you refer to the Tafasir book, like Tafsir al-Namuna, Tafsir al-Mizan, Majma' al-Bayan, and the rest of the Tafasir that we have. So, now we will practice the recitation with important Tajweed rules. So, the very first rule that you have to pay attention, Hussein, is the letter Ra. Rabbana, right? Ra. Do not say Rabbana, Rabbana. Ra has to produce a heavy sound since it has a fatha. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. The way you read the word la tuzigh is very important. It's just, if you read it like Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana, so the meaning, of course, tells you that, Allah Almighty, please, what? Do not, for example, make our hearts like swerve, okay? But if you read it this way, Rabbana la tuzigh, the meaning that it touches our heart, yes? The meaning just gives us the feeling.
Yes.
Like, you're really asking Allah Almighty. Rabbana la tuzigh. Right? It just gives you that feeling. Okay. You can practice it. Qulubana ba'd idh hadaytana. The letter dhal and ha should have the correct pronunciation. Okay? Idh hadaytana wa hablana. These two ayatain do not have a lot of important tajweed rules. They are very easy. Hablana hab, the letter ba has to produce a bouncing sound. Yes.
Yes.
What is the rule called, Hussein? Hassan? Huh? When you bounce the sound of the letter.
Qalqala.
Qalqala. Yes. So qalqala. Hablana, hablana, hablana. Right. Min ladunka. There is a nun sakin plus lam, but nun sakin plus lam tells you, Hussein, you should.
Idgham.
Idgham. Do the idgham. Apply the rule idgham. Min, no. Merge noon into la. Mil ladunk. Ladun ke. Noon sakin again. Kaf. Kaf is from the rest of the letters. What rule is applied, Hussein? Hassan Ali Nasir? Huh? Ladun ke. Nun ساكن plus كاف.
إخفاء.
إخفاء. The rule إخفاء. But like your listener has to understand the letter كاف is there. مِن لَدُنْكَ. Right? لَدُنْكَ. رَحْمَة. رَحْمَة. And the تا we have here. رَحْمَةً. تا مربوطة. تنوين of course changes to سكون. But the ta itself changes to the letter, the ta marbuta changes to when you stop here.
Ha?
Ha, yes. Rahmatan changes to rahmah. Jim tells you it's jais. It's okay if you stop here. You can continue as well. Okay. Innaka nun mushaddad. Hussein, read it. Innaka.
Innaka.
Innaka, read it.
إنك
أحسنتم نيزل ساون إنك أنت أنت نون ساكن plus تا. What rule is applied here?
أنت
أنت yes
إخفاء
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 إخفاء right
إخفاء
yes أنت hide the sound of نون إنك أنت الوهاب. When you stop the letter ba, the haraka changes to sukoon. What rule is applied?
Qalqala.
I said applied. Like Arab speakers, they don't have pa, yes? P in Arabic. So they say, like people, people. I had a student, he was saying this way. I didn't understand him the whole time. He was saying, can I speak? What is speak? It was difficult for me to understand. Finally, I understood, oh, they don't have pa. So instead of P, they say B. It was difficult for me for the first time. Okay. So, ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه. ليوم لا ريب. يوم لا ريب. The same as what? من لدنك. Yes?
Yeah.
ريب فيه. إن الله. The word Allah. إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد. So, that's all. ميعاد. When you stop, dal has to produce a bouncing sound. That's all the important tajweed rules, alhamdulillah. As well, we mentioned some short points of tafsiri or interpretations we mentioned. Please refer to the tafsir book for more information and also practice the tajweed rules with the recitation, okay? Recitation with tajweed rules. Thank you so much. Thanks, brothers and sisters, for being with IRB English Radio. Guys, you have any questions?
No,
sir. No questions? See you, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل
فرجه. Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniyya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ilahi, lam yakun li hawlun fa antaqil bihi an ma'asiyatik illa fi waqtin ayqadhtani li mahabbatik وكما أردت أن أكون كنت فشكرتك بإدخالي في كرمك ولتطهير قلبي من أوساخ الغفلة عنك.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyya. Ilahi, lam yakun li hawlun fa antaqila bihi an ma'siyatik illa fi waqtin ayqadhtani li mahabbatik. My Lord, I had no strength to desist from your disobedience except when you awakened me for your grace, because of your favor and grace. We said that regarding this part of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyya, we are going to talk about one of the most important instances of Almighty Allah's favor, which is His love. Hubb, al-hubbu lillah, and also hubbullah, the love of the servant for the Almighty Allah, and the fact that the Almighty Allah loves His servants back. Now, as we were explaining in the previous episode, we said that a true wayfarer needs different kinds of things in his path towards perfection, towards ma'rifah and recognition of the Almighty Allah. We mentioned a wide range of elements appearing in the Holy Quran and also reflected in the traditions, like رجاء خوف تذرع تذلل حب تبتل استرحام استغفار طاعة عبودية ذكر and فقر and fasting, other things. We mentioned many things, but the point is that the one who wants to make his way toward Allah, he should not confine himself to a single path. This is because each of these paths has its own kind of aroma, and the point is that in the journey towards Almighty Allah, this kind of taste, this kind of aroma that can be found in this path is not something to be understood in the other path. The true wayfarer has to understand this fact. So, as a result, Islam presents a kind of pluralistic basis for the establishment of relation with Allah. However, this is a very wide topic, and we do not intend to discuss all aspects at this moment. But what we wanted to establish here is the fact that the relationship of the servant with the Almighty Allah must be based on very different elements. A wide range of elements are involved in this case, and hub is one of them. Love of the Almighty Allah is one of these elements that we are going to elaborate on and discuss in details from now on.
Thank you.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat, and in one of his sayings he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat Sha'baniyya, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
So we said that there is a wide range of elements that make up the correct form of relation with the Almighty Allah. The servant has to taste all of them. He should not confine himself to one of these paths. The point is that it seems the best of these elements, the most powerful and the most efficient of them in binding one to Almighty Allah, in strengthening his relation with Him, is the love of the Almighty Allah, is al-hubbu lillah. That's why, in this part of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyya, we read, إِلَهِ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِي حَوْلٌ فَأَنْتَقِلَ بِهِ عَنْ مَعْصِيَتِكَ. My Lord, I had no strength to control myself from your disobedience, إِلَّا فِي وَقْتٍ أَيْقَظْتَنِي لِمَحَبَّتِكَ. Except when you awaken me for your grace. So, among the different forms of relations with Almighty Allah, there seems to be no form more powerful and effective than love in consolidating the relation of a servant with the Almighty Allah. A comparison between the elements which make up the relation with Almighty Allah has appeared in different Islamic traditions. We will have a look at some of these traditions in this and also the next episodes to have a general understanding of the difference between these elements, between these different paths, actually, of reaching the Almighty Allah. For instance, it is narrated that Allah the Exalted revealed to Prophet Dawood, saying, O Dawood, my remembrance is for those who remember me. My paradise is for the obedient ones. And my love, or hub, is for those who yearn for me, mushtaqeen. While I am specially for the lovers, I am only for those who are muhibbeen, for those who truly love me. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We will try to discuss more in this about this concept in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان والعالم يا شعبان يا شعبان
Every night and every day Every night and every day Never forget to say لا إله إلا الله Never forget to say لا إله إلا الله
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. I am a Muslim.
Islamidi.
Islamidi.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم dear listeners welcome to the station where the youth
السلام.
Gather oh okay you're also a listener technically
yes yeah, of you know? Course
all right and that
well I would start today's episode like this look in thy glass and tell the face thou viewst
splendidness
thank you
talking about glass
yeah Well, see, there are these moments in life when you look at yourself in the mirror and then you think, is it me? You know what I mean?
No,
has it
no.
ever happened to you?
I know it's
you?
Me. Like, I'm sure that's me.
So you're sure it's you. It's very good. Because I'm not sure it's me.
Well, you need to visit a psychologist.
The best psychologist is me, myself, to myself.
Oh, uh-huh, okay. Yeah.
So I guess you live in the present more than past and future because you say when I look at myself then I see myself there's
well,
nothing of you that has remained in past or nothing
not?
In
like,
you that
you look
is
at yourself like you look at yourself as a whole you look at yourself as a whole
yeah
what you are like what you've been through and what you've faced what you were is a part and
of it, this whole
yeah of this whole and it is it has helped form and shape the present.
Yeah. Right?
Your past is formed.
Mm-hmm.
So you're living your past every single day.
Exactly.
You live your past.
Yeah.
And if you really, really observe,